T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Supreme Court issued its decision yesterday on Monday on the Virginia gerrymandering case. And to talk about the political fallout and more, we bring in the political analyst of Decide Smart and the chair of the governor's redistricting panel in 2011, Dr. Bob Holdsworth. Doc, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm good. So let's get right into it. What do you see? What's your take on the ruling and the political fallout from it?
You know, the ruling itself was a little bit of a surprise because they didn't rule on the substance of the argument. But what they essentially said is that because the Attorney General, Mark Herring, didn't want to appeal the lower court ruling, a ruling that certainly benefits Democrats, that the House Republicans really didn't have standing to bring the case to the Supreme Court. And I guess what's most curious about this is not that they made that decision, but that they heard the case on its merits when ultimately they decided it simply on the grounds that they said the House couldn't bring the case. And if that was the going to be the decision, it's a little curious that they took the case in the first place.
Is that almost like a an exercise in avoidance? It's like, oh, we took this. We really don't want to rule. Here's our way out.
It might have been for a couple of people that a couple of justices, you know, it was a tricky case because what the plaintiffs did, a Democratic oriented attorney, he said the Republicans engaged in promoting a racial quota. He said because that they took all the majority minority districts and they said they would have to be at least 55% minority. And so the argument on the Democrat side was sort of a reversal of the usual political argument. And essentially, the Republicans were put in this position of defending what the Democrats had called a racial quota. And in some ways, maybe the court didn't want to have to rule on that, in particular because they have another case, a redistricting case, in front of them that has nothing to do with Virginia, but basically argues that partisan redistricting in itself may be unconstitutional at times. And so they may be looking at addressing that bigger issue while they simply decided the Virginia case basically on standing rather than on substance.
Okay, Doc, so let's look ahead to November. Let's start with House Speaker Kirk Cox. How much danger is he in now?
Well, Kirk Cox, his district became much more Democratic than it previously was. In the last redistricting, the Republicans had certainly ensured that the Speaker Cox's district was, I think he was majority leader at the time, was going to be a safe Republican district. This district is about 32% more Democratic. And he has a challenger, Sheila Bynum Coleman, who ran against Riley Ingram last time, lost by about 800 votes. She didn't really have much money. So the question, I think, in this race is, will the Democrats actually pour money into the race with the hope of defeating Speaker Cox? Now, I would tell you, he's been out there campaigning for months. He's pretty well known in the district. The Democrats might have a shot, but it's not going to be easy to defeat him.
Any other delegates around here who could lose out because of this?
Well, there are certainly a number of seats that become a little more vulnerable. Riley Ingram's seat is one that's a little more Democratic right now. The Republicans have a very strong candidate and a Chesterfield school board member, Carrie Coyner. But the Democrats may think they have a better shot at that seat. Ironically, the one place where the new lines actually benefit Republicans a little bit is in Henrico County, where Delegate Deborah Rodman's seat, which she is now competing for a Senate seat. She's not trying to defend that seat. But that seat has actually become a little more Republican, and we may see the Republicans take a shot at that. But the big picture, Gary, is this. Both in the Senate and the House, there's going to be about a total of 9 competitive races in the Richmond area, that we're going to be almost the epicenter of the battle for control of the General Assembly in November. So we're probably going to see more visibility and more attention paid to the General Assembly races here in the RVA area than we've ever seen before.
Okay, so when it's all said and done, does the GOP lose control of one or both?
I think, I think it's going to be very tough for them to keep control of the Senate. Where they lose one seat, the Democrats will have it. The GOP doesn't really have many strong challengers against Democratic incumbents, where the Democrats are putting up five or six strong challengers to the Republicans. The House, I think, even with this court decision that benefits Democrats in the new districts, it's going to be a very close race in the House, because some of the new Democrats who won last time in the 2017 wave, they may be a little vulnerable. So that's going to be, I think, really up for grabs. I think there's a good chance the Democrats take the Senate.
Okay, let's shift gears real quick before we let you go. President Trump officially kicked off his reelection campaign last night, and safe to say he came out playing the hits.
Yeah, and clearly the president is, you know, not going to back off any of his positions. You know, immigration is certainly going to be a big issue. Right now, some of these early polls show a couple of the Democrats beating him right there. But, you know, in some ways, not that much has changed since he was elected. He's going to have to try to, put together the same kind of Electoral College coalition he did in 2016. And the real challenge is we'll begin to see next week in the two Democratic debates about who really can be a serious contender against him.
Okay, great stuff. We really appreciate it, as always. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
You take care, Gary.
Political analyst, Decide Smart, and the chair of the Governor's Redistricting Mantle in 2011, that's Dr. Bob Holsworth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.